This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the world. Welcome to our world, your world. Our world is self-contained. The DJV show on the air with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeman, Kara Schillen, and the Dougster. So, Jennifer, you'd like to take the tradition one step higher with another great, big, beautiful story that'll make us feel like this is a wonderful world today. This is the greatest of all places to be.
Well, I can take the segue. Okay. This is probably the country with the best election system on the planet. How about that?
I think probably right.
All right.
As flawed as it is.
This pool for 2020 is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of go through a few of the new names that have sort of stomped their way into the pool. One of them, let's start with some coffee, right? Howard Schultz is the former CEO of Starbucks.
People say, huh?
And I know. The name sounds familiar. You go, Howard Schultz. I think peanuts. No, different Schultz. That's Charles. Ex-Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz said that he would like to run for president. He thinks that the direction of the country is not going in the right way, and he thinks he could fix it. Now, what's unique about Howard Schultz is that he wants to run as a third-party candidate. He wants to run as an independent. So put him in line with Jill Stein, maybe Ralph Nader, maybe Ross Perot. Remember that? Ross Perot was seen
Michael
as a spoiler.
Bloomberg.
Yeah. Ross Perot was seen as a spoiler for... Well, Michael Bloomberg's going to run as a Democrat, though, if he runs for president this time around.
Oh, I didn't know
he's
that.
Not running
really?
As an independent.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
He's
I thought
done
he was
gonna... with that. He really? Likes the Democratic Party now. He tried them all on. So he's a Democrat. So this would be probably the independent candidate with the most push behind him. Clearly, he's got a lot of money. He could use the Starbucks brand to kind of sell his story. But Ross Perot was seen as kind of a spoiler for George H.W. Bush running against Bill Clinton, if you remember that so many years ago. Jill Stein was seen by many as a spoiler for Hillary Clinton, taking just enough of the vote to kind of mess with Hillary Clinton.
Maybe.
Now, none of them won. None of them even became really serious contenders. Maybe Ross Perot, the most serious on that list. But Howard Schultz is a billionaire, and he feels that he could be the answer to American politics. He sat on 60 Minutes on Sunday night and said that he'd run as an independent. Many Democrats have come out and said, don't do this. They feel like he would be stripping votes away from a serious contender on the Democratic side. So he's in thinking about making it official. He's not officially in, but he's doing his exploratory committee, which they all do. Also, making some noise. Bernie Sanders over the weekend says, yes, of course, I'm doing it again. So Bernie Sanders will be running again in 2020. His official announcement will be coming in the next few days. Then the rumors started rumbling about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has told her confidants that she thinks she could win again, given the indictments and the Mueller investigation surrounding President Trump. And while many people in the Democratic Party are urging her not to run, she is seriously considering getting back in the game again. So now you have Hillary Clinton on the list. Kamala Harris. See, that's the reaction. This was the girl. I don't know. Everybody's going, ugh.
It's
now
just
Hillary,
because,
no.
You know what? It's really not even about her. It's just, I don't want to go through another election between Trump and Hillary. It was ugly. I just find the whole thing exhausting. And I think Hillary needs to just step aside now. And I don't think that that's going to help anybody, you know, if she's back and running.
Say that about half of them.
Bernie should also sit down. Like, it's time for new blood. It's the same old tired list. Elizabeth Warren, it's all the same people. It's just, I don't know. It's
I'm going to throw one at you. Leads to that. The culture of Washington encourages.
Well, it's also about ego. Yeah, anytime you think you can run for president and win, you've got a very big ego. That's on both sides of the aisle. That's just a true statement. When you think you're the one that can solve the world's problems, you've got kind of an ego. And with Hillary Clinton, I think she is desperate to become the first woman president. I think she thought that was her destiny, and I don't think she's done fighting for that yet. Now, another person in our last one here in our little mini roundup of the 2020 candidates is Kamala Harris. Of all of these, she's the one that's actually declared. She kicked off her rally in California on Sunday. And she drew a big crowd, bigger crowd than Obama did when he launched his White House run. 20,000 people in the crowd, allegedly, according to media reports. I wasn't there, but it seemed like a lot of people. Thousands more in lines for overflow, according to people who were there. They say that Kamala Harris is bringing some excitement back to the Democratic Party. Now, over the weekend, Willie Brown, the former mayor of San Francisco, came out and said, yeah, when I was married, I had an affair with Kamala Harris. And yeah, I may have given her an appointment, but what difference does that make? So
this day and age, I
don't think it does either, but I think it's interesting. More speculation around him than her. She was a young, up-and-coming prosecutor, and he was the mayor of San Francisco, and I think the rumor mill was always churning that he had a thing for Kamala, and he pretty much confirmed it over this past weekend. I would say this, for every bit of me, I think that the Democratic Party is going to push behind Kamala Harris, and I think that that will mean Joe Biden will not jump into the race. I think Joe Biden has the best chance to beat Trump. I think he has definite weak spots because he could be tied to Obama, and the reason people voted for Trump in many cases is because they were tired of the regulations that came with the Obama administration, so there is some weakness to Joe Biden, but of the list of candidates, I think he has the best shot. I think that the Democratic Party is going to try to talk him out of running because Kamala, I think, seems to be getting the most push from the Democratic Party, from the committee.
Now, who has the job of telling these people, don't run? Who does?
Tom Perez is the head of the party, so...
Yeah, really.
I think, obviously, these decisions, anybody can run, but obviously the DNC is juggling probably what looks to be about 30 candidates that are going to want to try to do this.
Kirsten Gillibrand is in that, too.
She's official, yep.
Yeah, she's official, too. And
how about Monica Lewinsky? Let's have Monica Lewinsky run for president.
One commentary that just as the person on the other side of the aisle that I think is really a crazy testament to where we are, the sign of the times, is that Kamala Harris is having to apologize because she's a prosecutor. Big questions exist as to whether or not a prosecutor can represent the Democratic Party. And Kirsten Gillibrand has had to apologize because she supported a wall and she was tough on immigration. I think the fact that we're apologizing for this kind of stuff is really troubling to me. That if I were a member of the Democratic Party, I would be very troubled by that because there is nothing.
A lot of Republicans are apologizing for stuff that they've done too. Everybody, it's a weak. We said a few minutes ago, it's the best system, strongest system in the world, but it really is. It is weak in many respects. I thought it was interesting that Schultz said he doesn't like the idea. He doesn't like any of the ideas. It looks like he doesn't like a lot of the major ideas. Quality health care, free. He says that's ridiculous. The country can't afford that. I thought that was, nobody ever addresses things like that.
He's also a finance guy, too. So, he's not just coming from a business aspect. He's also coming from a financial one. So, it makes sense.
So, is he trouble for the Democratic Party? That's the question that people will be sort of mulling over.
He would strip away the moderate Democrats because the Democratic Party has pushed so far left, and I think that they will have a leftist candidate running against Trump because I don't think they'll be able to help themselves. And so for people in the center of the country who see an independent and who see Howard Schultz, they don't like Trump. They think that the candidate on the Democratic side is too far left. I think he could absolutely be a threat to a Democratic candidate.
Yeah. All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. It's 15 past the hour as we start another healthy hour of conversation here on the DJV Show.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. But I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's Juul.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. A couple of people in the news. Prince Philip has sent a letter apologizing to the woman who was in that crash on January 17th, Emma Fairweather. That's a typical British name. Emma Fairweather, a passenger who suffered a broken wrist after the Duke hit the car she was in. The driver of the vehicle suffered cuts to her knees. Dear Mrs. Fairweather, I would like you to know how very sorry I am for my part in the accident at the Bangbury Crossroads. The apology of the prince arrived 6 days after his car flipped over. Okay, so there we go.
That was kind of the weird part of that is that that woman, I guess, was interviewed several times and was very upset that the prince hadn't apologized for causing the accident. And then 2 days after the accident, you know, he was famously seen driving without a seatbelt again. So she was not happy
with it. I'm not trying to be mean.
I don't know.
All right, here's
97.
97. Yeah. Megan Neely, do you know who she is?
No.
Whipped up the news media, social media. She is the director of graduate studies at Duke University. And she sent an email out over the weekend telling some of the new international students who are coming to the school to speak English. Most of the time, all of the time. And so some of the Chinese students started a social media campaign, apparently, because they don't want to speak English, I guess. She said it was something to think about, and so did a lot of other people. But Chinese students were speaking very loudly about in Chinese in one of the common areas, and she didn't think that that was appropriate or practical, so she sent the email out. My God. Everybody's got something to say about everything. I think she's probably, you know, if you're going to be here as a student, although, you know, if you're all together and you're here as a group, maybe.
If you're in a common area, though, together. I mean, if you're in class, I understand speaking that, but if you're just in your downtime, why should you have to?
Right.
Well, she didn't say you had to. She just suggested that it might be something
that was
to do.
Inappropriate that you don't. I mean, that's what it sounds like she suggested.
Well, to commit to using English 100% of the time, she said. That's what she said in her comments, and that's what got 1,900 signatures to have her get booted out of her job. 21 after the hour here on the DJB program.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music, music, music. We love music of all sizes, shapes, and all of it. I guess we can leave Cardi B at home. But now we have Ed Sheeran to thank for a good mood. It looks like, Kara, you're, I know, his biggest fan. Ed Sheeran has got a new project. Not music. That's the surprise. He's launching his own acoustic guitar brand with guitar maker Loudon, whose small models he frequently uses on stage. He said there are fewer guitar brands and fewer artists using guitars these days, and not as many youngsters picking up guitars. I really am surprised to see that. You see guitars on the stage with any and all performances that I've seen, anyway, of late. Sheeran said that there's something I'd like to do here to change the situation, getting these great quality guitars made in Ireland into the hands of youngsters and encouraging them to learn and progress. So he announced this new line of eight models called the Sheeran by Loudon line. Partnership stems from a long friendship between Sheeran and the guitar company owner George Loudon, who designed the popular teeny wee Loudon guitar in 2012 at the request of Snow Patrol frontman Gary Lightbody. It was a gift for Sheeran. His own collection offers eight models in the company's wee and small S sizes. In a post on Instagram, Sheeran emphasized the new line's portability, although the exact prices haven't been released yet. The company's original Wee Loudon guitar retails for $4,300. Huh? What does a guitar normally cost? I have no idea.
Well, for an acoustic guitar, that's a hefty price.
I would have thought.
Yeah.
What is it, like a non, just a regular six-string guitar cost when you go into the music store to buy one?
There's a huge range. You could get ones that are practically like a toy, or you can go all the way up to, you know, thousands and thousands.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The new announcement comes at a busy time for Mr. Sheeran, kicking off the Latin American leg of his tour in Brazil next month, and his monster hit Shape of You just certified diamond. So there it is. I like that song. Actually. Love with your body. 26 after on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. Now the focus on the borderline event. After those 12 people were murdered by the gunman at this country bar, Academy of Country Music's Lifting Lives initiative, the philanthropic arm of the Academy of Country Music, will host a benefit concert featuring Jimmy Allen, Trace Adkins, Cassidy Pope, and more, raising money for the families of the victims. Concert taking place at Thousand Oaks Civic Center. That's, where is that? Just off the 101.
Yeah, it's in Ventura County. It's right off the 101. It's right above.
It's near
actually,
where
Thousand
that,
Oaks was. Was the
where
community
the
which, where Borderline was located. Right. I actually tried to go to this concert. There are still seats available, but the tickets are about $500 a piece. Yeah, so a little pricey to get a good seat, but I was very interested in going.
Yeah, February 11th, they're having it. The proceeds from the show. Also having, by the way, Charles Esten, Tyler Rich, Runaway Jane, donated to the Ventura County Community Foundation, the Victims Fund. The Borderline Strong Concert is the latest in a series of country music benefits staged in response to gun violence over the past couple of years, and something that they all probably ought to be focusing a little bit more on. In November, country artists including Dierks Bentley, Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard, teamed up with the Tom's Apparel Company for a new End Gun Violence Together campaign, with Hubbard challenging his fellow country stars to speak up against the gun violence, that problem. Borderline Live, again, tickets on sale, as Victoria said, for the performance on February the 11th. Now, also, Lifting Lives is collecting donations for families through a nonprofit, Help for Thousand Oaks. Help. The number 4000oaks.com, all one word, help4000oaks.com. So another fundraiser paying attention to some of the tragedies of our time. 28 past the hour, DJV show.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
The Super Bowl is just around the corner, and snacks will be a key player for viewers. Frito-Lay has released the first ever U.S. Snack Index to learn what football fans look forward to snacking on while watching the game. Frito-Lay Senior Vice President of Sales and Chief Commercial Officer, Stephen Williams, shares what they found.
We introduced the U.S. Snack Index to get a fun snapshot of what consumers prefer when it comes to snacking while watching a big game. We weren't surprised to find the top picks for Super Bowl viewers this year were chips, with 80% of Americans planning to reach for a potato or tortilla chip, with salsa coming in as the number one dip. We also saw that spicy and cheesy snacks rank highest with Gen Z and millennials. At Frito-Lay, we're always focused on giving consumers the range of snacking choices they want, and for Super Bowl, we've definitely got them covered.
For more information, go to Frito-Lay.com/snackindex.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A breaking news update this hour out of Houston, Texas, where 4 police officers shot while serving a warrant in the southeast section of the city. 2, we are told, are in critical condition at the hospital. 2 suspects killed. Now, this comes just 3 years after a gunman kills 5 police officers in Dallas, Texas. In a tweet, Houston police reporting the officers struck with gunfire following an encounter with a suspect. To Washington, D.C. now, where the date finally set for the State of the Union address. President Trump will deliver his speech Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters have been exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Pelosi and the president, the address delayed because of the partial government shutdown. And nasty cold, bitter winter weather across the country. Snow could even hit in the south in Atlanta ahead of the Super Bowl. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Much poop talk on this show. That's Kara's quote. How do you like that, boys and girls? It's 34 after the hour, DJV time with, we have actually here in this program, you're very fortunate, all of you listening, because you have four for the price of one. All those other shows have one person? Nah. Do we have two? No. Do we have three? No, we have four voices, mostly of reason. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All right, Victoria. Let's have a little proof of how reasonable you are.
Okay, I don't even know what that means. But anyway, we're talking about trending news. And so cancer drugs and the prices associated with them is something that is on the top of people's minds, thanks to a brand new report out from the World Health Organization. The researchers at WHO found that the cost of researching and developing a cancer drug doesn't usually correlate with how much pharmaceutical companies end up charging.
What a surprise.
No one should be surprised by this. They cited data from the Journal of the American Medical Association. The report says that cancer medications that they studied, on average, $14.50, this is how much of a profit the companies are making. So for every dollar they spend to create the drug, they're making $14.50. The report says that higher price tags are affecting patients, resulting in some people without health insurance not getting any cancer treatment at all. And so the World Health Organization estimates an early-stage breast cancer patient's medications could cost as much as the average American makes in 2 years.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's terrible. Higher health costs are also an issue with President Trump's administration. He held a roundtable last week, and they're trying to figure out how to rework the U.S. drug pricing system and potentially slash some health costs for consumers. And the cost of prescription drugs is something that we've been talking about in this country for such a long time. And if you don't have any health insurance and you have to get even antibiotics, it's sometimes pretty astounding. You get a sticker shock.
And then when you're
in cancer treatment and things like that, people have gone completely bankrupt trying to cure cancer.
Yeah, more people declare bankruptcy because of medical work than any other reason for declaring bankruptcy in this country.
It's true.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
It's outrageous.
Shouldn't be that way.
Nope, sure as heck shouldn't. All right, here's something that's good for those of you who are chewing on things and you want to chew on something that's really good. And this brings us back to a conversation we were having in the last half hour about the situation at the bar in Bakersfield. Wasn't it Bakersfield? It was close to Bakersfield, Jennifer, right? No, it was Thousand Oaks.
Oh, yeah. I was like, which bar are you talking about? You're talking about Borderline.
Yeah. So here's the story of an anonymous donor who's given $62,000 to ensure that the Las Vegas shooter's guns have been completely destroyed. I wonder why that hasn't been done. The shooter's guns, they still are in existence, and people are wondering, I guess, I don't know who's wondering whether they should be sold, but this guy says, no, I'll give you $62,000 to make sure that the guns are destroyed.
There was a petition from some of the families of the victims to have the guns destroyed because they could be auctioned off, I think, from the police department. And
really?
A lot of the family's victims said that they will always be that guy, I don't even want to say his name, the shooter. Yeah. They'll always be known and connected as his guns. And I think a lot of people just felt like having that type of karma, if you want to call it that, out in the universe is just it's kind of like rubbing salt in the wound.
The donor told the New York Times that he simply wanted to alleviate some of the pain, understandable, for the victims' families. He only stipulated that the money was for the guns. They must be destroyed. So it's like he buys them and tells somebody to destroy them. Which, I said, well, why isn't that done after every crime?
You would think, right?
When a gun is taken into, once it's used as evidence, why isn't it just destroyed? Why would there be any question about saving the gun or having somebody profit from selling, as we've just suggested here, the gun at an auction? That seems wholly unreasonable and unpleasant, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem, it seems...
It sounds wrong. Unholy. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds wrong.
Yeah. Mm.
Wrong, wrong. All right, speaking of things that are wrong, parents in New York, upstate New York community, calling today for the resignation of a couple of school employees. Parents claim that the employees told four 12-year-old girls that they had to take all their clothes off because they were suspected of using drugs. Students' parents accused the assistant principal and the school nurse in Binghamton, which is a town where this radio program airs, mid-state New York, of traumatizing the daughters during this strip search. School employees allegedly searched the girls because they appeared hyper and giddy. What a shock. A 12-year-old girl appears hyper and giddy. These people are ass blanks. Are they not? The kids 12 years old use drugs like that?
They can.
So what do you think of this? Is this me? Am I being outraged for no reason? Is this possible? Or why would you have kids? Does this happen in other schools?
I'm just concerned. I don't understand the strip search naked part. I don't even. That's just.
Well, I think that was the question.
Yeah, I just. I don't know. I find this disturbing.
Yeah, pretty bizarre. And they were all black girls, I think, too, if I'm not mistaken. All right, anyway. If you ever wondered why the flight attendant with the drink cart took forever to reach your row, there's a good chance it's because somebody was holding up the process by ordering this one drink. All right, so this is a word to the wise. For the traveler in need of a drink, don't order a Diet Coke on a plane because it apparently takes longer to pour it than other drinks. You're saying to yourself, huh?
I know, that doesn't seem right.
The average airplane cabin is pressurized to the equivalency of about 8,000 feet instead of sea level, so soft drinks foam up more quickly when they're poured out of a can. Who the hell studied this? According to a lot of flight attendants, the worst culprit is Diet Coke. Flight attendants have to turn the can upside down completely into the cup and then lift it and tilt it slightly to pour it out faster without worrying about the foam spilling over the top.
Or they just throw a can at you and then it sprays all over the passenger.
Right.
I've had that happen.
I've had, and it's really very interesting. I'm now going to rag on American a little bit because I am so sick of this, spending thousands of dollars with them and getting treated. Yesterday, when I had my circumstance having to come back for to take care of Daisy because she's sick and in the hospital, I had to change my flight. So they have a rule that if you're a certain, I'm what they call Platinum Pro, which is a fairly elevated point in their hierarchy of passengers that support the airline. So I called to change the flight, and my original flight was to be leaving this on 6 o'clock in the morning. So I wanted to leave at 1 o'clock in the afternoon the day before. Well, you can't do that. I said I just changed a flight the week before from 1 o'clock one day to 1 o'clock the next. It's in the 24-hour window. She said, no, you can only change it for the same time in the next 24-hour period. You can't change it to another flight in the 24-hour. Now, can anybody explain to me how that makes any sense whatsoever?
If you need to move your flight,
yeah.
You can only, like, let's say you were supposed to leave at 9 o'clock. You can only take the next day's 9 o'clock flight?
Yes, according to American Airlines, that's it. Right.
I've never heard of that.
I know.
That makes
no
sense.
You see how stupid it is? And this is the continuing wheel of changes that people have to go through that tear their hair out. So I had to cancel. It was cheaper for me to cancel the rest of the ticket and buy a new one at the price that was in existence then than it was for me to screw around with $200 for this, $90 for that, $80. You know, it's just... They're killing themselves, man. These airlines are just absolutely killing themselves with this stuff. My son and I were talking about it yesterday. I've been flying American since I went to college, JetBlue is looking pretty good to me.
It's so funny you say JetBlue because in my mind I was just thinking I've never had a problem. I've had to move stuff with JetBlue, never had a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, you know, if American and other airlines are going to be that terrible, then they're just going to take themselves out of the game. And everyone's going to, someone needs to come up with another JetBlue type airline because JetBlue alone isn't enough. There should be more airlines that are just like it.
I agree. 45 after the hour, you're listening to the ever-loving DJV program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
Tom. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas is a wrap, and one of the coolest new tech items I saw there had to be the HiMirror Mini Smart Mirror. Here's my report from the CES showroom. So it's basically a small desktop or tabletop mirror that offers you personalized skincare analysis, and it's compatible with Alexa. This mirror will assess your skin's condition and give you advice and tips and tricks. It also plays videos on this mirror, believe it or not, and it can stream music from your Spotify account. It has LED lights surrounding it for when you are using it as a mirror, but it's also a smart speaker with Alexa support, as I mentioned. You can even access social media on this thing, but it's really used for your complexion and taking advantage of that health consultant technology. Check it out at HiMirror.com. That's HiMirror.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen, which is the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Prevagen, good for your memory and good for your mind. All right, so we were yakking away here about making America great again, or numbers. What did Tom Brokaw say? I want to follow up that. You were saying Tom Brokaw was all over social media because he said something about brown babies or grandbabies or something. What did he stick his foot in?
Well, apparently he was on Meet the Press on Sunday, and he said that Hispanics should work harder at assimilation. And so then the other part of that, he said that many Republicans fear the rise of a new constituency in American politics because of immigrants coming here who then end up registering as Democrats to vote. Okay. The third thing he said was, I hear people say, well, I don't know whether I want brown grandbabies. And he said, quote, that's part of it. And he said it's the intermarriage that's going on in the cultures that are conflicting with each other.
There's a lot of that. But I think that everybody ought to look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics report this past month. 5% or 4.9 actually, Latino unemployment, 4.9%, which is the record in this country for low unemployment for Latinos. So why would they all be voting for Trump if that's the case?
Because the approval rating with them is up 19%.
Is it really? That's interesting. Yeah. All right, 10 before the hour on the DJV program. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pit time, 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen with Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, here to answer your questions. You can send them along to me or to Tom, tom@moneypit.com, doug@dougsteffen.com. Bob in Michigan has just moved to a new apartment, Tommy, and he's wondering what he can do to keep his apartment's heating costs down while at the same time trying to stay warm and cozy. What's the story?
Well, you know, it's a challenge because you don't own the place, so you can't do any kind of renovations, right? It's not like you can beef up the insulation. So, but there are a few things you can do. You know, today with smart home technology, Bob, you could actually replace that thermostat in the house as long as you keep the old one and can put it back in and put one in that's going to be able to raise that heat and lower it based on the activity in the house. That will help. The windows are always a challenge. And for windows, the heavier the drape or the window covering, the better. Because what happens is, even though perhaps maybe the air is not getting through, you get this sort of convective loop when heat sort of hits the cold glass and falls. It makes you feel very uncomfortable. So a heavier drape or a cellular type window shade, kind of looks like a honeycomb, that gives you sort of a barrier between the glass and all of that warm air that's moving around your place. That can actually help make you a lot more comfortable. And if you got a window that's super drafty, really has a lot of holes in it, maybe you're in an old house, there is a product that's like a removable caulk. It's called temporary weather stripping, and it comes out of a tube-like caulk. It's sort of rubbery, but you can seal the window shut with this stuff, and then in the spring, you can peel it off, and the whole thing comes off like in one or two pieces. So those types of improvements you can easily do whether you're in a home or an apartment. I just want to caution you on that weather stripping product. You don't want to put that on a window that you might have to open in the event of an emergency like a fire, because it will seal it shut.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have found the Money Pit Home Improvement newsletter that goes out every week. You can sign up for it at Money Pit News. What is it? Newsletter at MoneyPit.com.
Just go to the Money Pit website, right, and sign up right there.
Yeah. You have tips there to make your home pet-friendly. I've just found out my dog, Daisy May, is in the vet clinic, been there since yesterday, overnight. She has something blocking her intestines, and it may be something that I didn't have any clue was around the house that wasn't something, you know, she hasn't gotten into it, but she may have gotten into something. And so it underscores why you need to keep things off the floor that your pet could get at. And that's one of the things that these tips that you're suggesting at MoneyPit.com in the newsletter makes it a very practical read, your newsletter, I think.
Yeah, and also, you know, things, material choices that you make when you're decorating your house, like, for example, textured walls. You know, you might not think that's a factor when you come to your pets, but these walls can become stained from coming in contact with your pet's fur, and cats are, like, notorious for, like, rubbing against textured walls. I mean, you want to choose your flooring carefully, so you choose flooring that can stand up to muddy paws and claws. And same thing with furniture. You know, the types of materials you choose for furniture have an impact on how well it stands up and whether it's going to work well for your pets. I mean, they live there too, so you have to think about that when you make
very important
decisions.
Yep. All right, here's Rick listening down in Mississippi who wants to know if putting in replacement windows is a do-it-yourself job. I guess it depends on how good you are at doing things yourself.
Yeah, because you want to do it yourself, but you don't do it to yourself. You mess up,
right. Yeah.
So, so first of all, understand that replacement windows are all custom made for the size window space they're going into. And a pro will take out your old window and measure the opening and then order a new one. They'll order it first before they take it out. They measure the inside space, and that's going to vary based on the manufacturer of the replacement window. So it has to be done right, because if it's not done right, you're going to end up paying for a window that just doesn't fit, right, Doug? So you have to be careful about that. That's one of the reasons to lean on a pro. The process itself is not difficult. You know, you take out the upper and the lower sash, and you leave the jams, and then the new replacement window fits inside of that, and it's attached and sealed and caulked and insulated, and then you retrim around it. So it's not hard to do if you're a good do-it-yourselfer, but, man, you got to get that measurement right. And so just make sure you approach that very carefully, because if that window shows up, it doesn't fit, or it's too big, you're going to have bought a window that you just didn't need.
Wow. All right, let's see here. I was going to try to squeeze one more question in, but I think the clock is ticking, and I'd best not. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check out that newsletter at MoneyPit.com. 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.